The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 17th of April 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, the Burning of my Lloyds, the Tailor of Fine Armors, and the Brewer of Beer, the reason we have immature already this morning at the top of the show, Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings!
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Today, Sony Online Entertainment goes live with Game Update 63,
Skytrine.
I'm sure everyone has lots of questions. Well, you know what? Elkman and I ain't paid for this crap, so we kidnapped someone who is... With us this week is Zam.com's content manager for EverQuest 2, Rift, and Free Realms. Welcome back to the show, Selena!
Hello.
Hello, Selena. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing all right.
I hope you didn't mind the duct tape.
What?
Well, we kidnapped you. I hope the ball gag wasn't too much.
No, it was
alright.
I'm used to
that.
Lord. It was alright.
And he says, I have the mature audience warning. Yeah.
Well, you do. Alright, so. GU63 is now upon us. The mythical and fabled Skitty. Skitty? The Skitty!
Skitty.
The Skitty of Skyshrine. Has been unleashed upon Norrath, and we will talk all about it. We will talk all about the expansion. We will delve into the vast depths of knowledge that Selena has.
Vast.
Vast.
I have much confidence in that.
Lyra is saying, GU63, the game update before they ruined Kinos. I'm not sure about that. I don't think they ruined Freeport.
It was different. I hope they learned some lessons from what people didn't like.
Mm. Well, you know, you're just not going to know until you do it, so.
That's true.
Very, very true. All right. We are actually going to get a few of the normal pleasantries out of the way, so we can go ahead and talk about Skyshrine and all that GU63 stuff. First off, let's go ahead and talk about some birthdays. We do have a list of birthdays for this week. And I will go down the list. Let's see here. Debbie Bloom. Birthday this week. What happened to my... there we go. Also known as Zell I'm not sure what server she's on. Birthday this week.
She's on let's AV,
what's that?
I think Debbie's on AV.
Hmm. Okay. Natalia Oakfer. Not sure if that's a character name or a real name. This is just from my Facebook page. Trevor Edgar, or as we know him, the Geek, also known as Orlok on oh crap. What game is he playing now? Warhammer. WarhammerGeek.com. Orlok. I'm completely going to murder this name because it's not in English. I think it's German or something like that. Vanja Et, Utni?
Vanya?
Vanya. Vanya, I believe that is the author of the Cheese Pirate comics.
Yes, Hortensia, she's on Everfrost.
Ah, on Everfrost, fantastic. Is her birthday this week? Or his, I'm not sure.
Her.
Her, okay. I've only seen the Cheese Pirate icon. I have no idea. It's a bad girl. Let's see here. Aaron Lewis, birthday this week. Andy Hansen, again, pretty sure that's a real name. Nandor T. Zagatz, lead programmer of from SOE. And last week we had my sister-in-law and my nephew. This week we have my brother. My brother Rich's birthday is tomorrow. Rich. You know how old he's turning? He's turning old. That's old.
Wow.
But still not as old as me. So for you lovely people, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Alrighty, so congratulations on living yet another year. It's always important.
It is.
It is important. Without it, where are you? 6 feet under, that's where you are.
Pushing up daisies.
Mm. Well, you know
beating
what?
The worms.
Yeah, well, that's a dead subject. What?
Yeah, let's bury it.
All right. Oh, in case you don't know, Selena, every time we do a bad pun, now we do.
So feel free to come up with any bad pun you want.
Any bad puns okay. You want. We have a mature audience warning at the top of the show. It doesn't matter what you talk about. It's fine.
Sounds good.
All right. So, and while we're getting stuff out of the way, let's go ahead and... normally, we do the 10 questions of doom. It's either kiting Jethel or kiting Elquin. This week, we've decided that we're going to have Selena play with us. How do you feel about that? A little intimidated, a little scared, excited?
I'm just wondering what prize I get at the end.
Oh, you don't get a prize. The listeners do. Here's how we play. Okay, so, are we ready to go?
Sure.
Fantastic.
It's time for the 10 questions of doom!
Alrighty, so here's how we play. We're going to ask 10 questions. How many you get correct is how many tells I want to receive. So, for example, if you get 5 correct, the person who sends me the 5th tell in-game will receive a random item from the swag box. From the Sony Online Swag Box.
That's pretty cool.
All right. So let me get my notes up here. Let's see. Detach that tab so I can actually see it. It does help if I can see things.
Usually,
yes. And it would help if I kept a scorecard. All right. We'll just use the one from last week.
That'll be very helpful.
How many did you get right? I have no idea. All right, here are the questions. Now, most of these questions have to do with GU-63. So here we go. Question one. What creature loosely resembles a winged monkey?
Holgrush.
Correct. Check that. Number two. Who was chosen by Tenere to guard the Bloom of Growth?
Woshi.
I needed harder questions. Okay. What furry creature helped protect Growth from corruption?
Protectors of Growth. Well, satyrs, fawns, whatever you wanted to call them.
No, I do satire. They're satyrs, but that's all right.
Satyrs, sorry.
I'll give it to you. All right. Let's see. Number four. By what other name do we know the city of Drakkar?
Skyshrine.
I really need to come up with some harder questions.
I thought that was a trick question for a second there.
All right. Which ancient inhabitant of Thurgadin once ruled Skyshrine?
Would it be the Dane? I have no idea.
Sorry. Number five's wrong. All right.
You mean current Thurgadin.
Yes. Okay. But too late.
It's Yelnek, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go over all the questions after we're done. So let's see here. In EverQuest 1, what area lay beyond Skyshrine?
Western Waste.
Cobalt
Scar, and then Siren's Grotter, and then Western Waste.
There we go. All right. I'll give you that one. I was looking for Cobalt Scar.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Okay, we have a multiple choice question. What is Osmium? A new dragon, B, a new harvestable, or C, a new fury combat ability?
C is very tempting, but it's B.
Correct, new harvestable. Number 8. As of GU-63, how many harvesting tiers are there?
10.
I really needed to get harder questions. Gee, Matt, you're having the content manager for EQ2 from Zam coming on the show. You think she might know something about EQ2? Maybe. Okay, number 9. In theory, how many trade skill apprentices could you have after level 90?
If you got the one from the city, the one from the solo zone, the one from the raid zone, that'd be 3.
Correct. Now let's see if she gets the all-important question. Which of Zam.com's affiliate sites does Jethel have a top 10 listing?
That better be Online Gaming Radio. No?
Oh, sorry. No. Let's see, you got 8 correct. Let me clear my chat text. And
was I supposed to know all our affiliate sites?
I'm afraid so. All right, folks,
so
go ahead and start sending me a tell. You can go ahead and click on my name in the chat channel and just choose send tell. We're looking for number 8. The 8th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the swag box. While we are waiting, let's go over the questions. Let's see here. Help if I brought up the right window. There we go. Holgrush are indeed the winged monkeys. I believe from the screenshots I'm seeing, don't they have horns now?
I think they do, or maybe they're really big ears. Yeah, and what's really gross, they pick their ears.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, okay then.
I noticed that one day taking a screenshot. It was terrible.
Wow. Someone in character animation had way too much time on their hands.
They did, and then they eat it after.
Oh, come on, really?
I was like, wow, my 4-year-old could have done that.
Wow. I gotta get out there and see this. Sorry, you needed a drink there. Who was chosen by Tenere to guard the Bloom of Growth? That, of course, is Wooshie. Technically, I suppose that would have been a question for the Greater Fade Arc release. But in EverQuest 1, Wuxi is in the Awakening Lands.
Yes, he was one of the first things I met when I went to Awakening on EQ1. That was terrible.
And probably a very bad meeting it was.
I actually lived through it. I made it to some caves, ooh, and I hid until somebody came and saved me from him.
Nice. Hey, I know. Let's port over to the Awakening Lands. Ah! Nice.
Yep.
See, I was chosen by my guild, even though I was the guild leader, whatever. I was chosen by them because I had maximum claws of each infection to go over and check to see if he was there before we ported in. Okay.
Hey, at least you knew.
Yes. Okay, so what furry creatures protect growth from corruption? The satyrs, yes. By what other name do we know the city of Drakkor? That, of course, is Sky Shrine. The ancient inhabitant of Thurgadin that once ruled Sky Shrine is Yelenek. Yelenek, not the Dane.
Yeah, you asked the EQ1 question, so I thought you were going to stick with that.
Well, the Dane wouldn't have ruled Sky Shrine.
Yeah, that's why I was very confused. I totally forgot for a moment about Yelenek being in Thurgadin now.
Mm-hmm. All right, in EverQuest 1, what laid beyond Sky Shrine? Of course, Cobalt Scar. It was Cobalt Scar, then whichever one?
Siren's Grotto.
Siren's Grotto, and then the Western Ways.
Yes.
Let's see. Osmium is a new harvestable ore. That can be found in the Withered Lands. Is it Withered Land or Withering Lands?
Withered.
Withered Lands. We're all going to be very sad when I see that. All right, let's see.
Yes.
As of GU63, you can now... there are now 10 harvesting tiers. Let's see, in theory, how many apprentices could you have pre-90 is 3. And the one you got wrong here, witchzam.com affiliate, does Jethel have a top 10 listing? Online Gaming Radio is not an affiliate of Zam.com anymore. Hasn't been for a couple years now.
Well, I'm a couple years in the past then.
That's okay. I was actually thinking EQ2interface.com.
Okay.
The Kithacore UI is on the top 10 most downloaded list.
I see. That was going to be my next guess.
All right, so let's see who got number 8. I don't have eight tells yet. Keep sending tells. Keep sending them. You can send more than one. It's fine. I'll just pick number 8 from the list.
Now you're going to get a flow of them.
That's fine. Oh, I actually did disqualify someone because apparently they set up a hotkey and they were completely flooding me. Like, God, stop! Oh, stop!
That's a little much.
Okay, looks like we have 8 now, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Roththerian of the Unrest Server. Go ahead and send me an in-game message with your real-life mailing address, and I will get a random item from the swag box out to you sometime this week. All right, so that's that. That's all we have for tonight, folks. Good night. No. Yeah, right. All right, so let's talk GU63. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free in the in-game chat channel, or you can send me a tell, Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, or Elquin Jenna on the Antonia Bale server. I would prefer it in the OGR channel, though, but let's go ahead and get started. So,
there's one thing I'm extremely excited about and overjoyed and there's no words to describe how happy I am.
What's that?
They fixed it so my pets will not run off my Tenebus Island anymore. Woo! It was so sad to watch the migration when I went up there every time. They would all start migrating to one point of my island and throw themselves off into oblivion.
Oh.
I would stand there and tell them, don't go, please don't go.
We'd rather die than stay on your cursed island.
I guess so. It was heartbreaking.
Aw.
Yeah.
So that's been fixed. That's a good thing. Oh, let me check. One of the things we mentioned last week was names over the house pets. I wonder if they fixed that.
I don't think so. I didn't see my Bernays name today.
Where the hell's my cat? Yoo-hoo, Wendy! I have Wendy and Casper for cats. Oh, where the hell are you guys?
Hiding.
I have num-nums.
Num-nums.
I have num-nums! I don't think that works.
That is like so not Jethel, is it? I have num-nums! Yeah, that works. I can't find them. I don't know where they are. Anyway.
You have to stand there and go, puss, 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 puss.
We're talking about Jethel's house here. You don't know what might show up or who. Okay, that was bad. All right. So, GU63, how do we get there?
The Thurgarden Harbor, Great Divide.
Thurgarden Harbor, Great Divide.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go there. If we lose the stream, just maintain calm. I'm zoning.
I will say that I'm at 999 roses.
Ooh. Who is going to be the one to make you a slut?
I don't know. Whoever comes out to the new area and hails me, I'll give him my 1,000th rose. And we'll get you some sort of prize.
What is it? What is the title again?
It's... I don't remember.
Whatever it is, I looked it up online.
It's a slut.
The Purient? Yeah, that basically means a whore, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Congratulations! You're a slut! Okay, so who's it going to be that's going to make Elquin into a slut if it's not me?
It ain't me.
Oh, where am I going? All right. Lake.
They're at the Purient.
Purient. That's it. Purient. Where am I going? Oh, yeah. It's been so long since I've actually gone to Velios, I completely forgot how to get there.
Now, you see, if you'd partaken in some of the world events, you would have this lovely little item that I'm going to link in channel.
Hmm?
Which, you know, I just use and pop my little butt over there.
Oh, you got a gate, huh? Oh, is that the thing?
The dragon
that...
ring, yeah.
All right, yeah.
And I have one for Eastern Wastes, too, that take me to the Wizard Spire.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Hobbs, what are you doing? Either get off the computer or on the computer desk. Don't do this weirdness. He's trying to knock my thing off, and he's got his butt on my ventilator.
Weird cat.
I cleared
he's
a
trying
spot
to prevent
up there
her
for
from
you.
Getting that rose.
What's that?
He's trying to prevent her from getting that last rose. He's jealous.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Mama. No,
I have no cat in my shirt, but I have a cat sitting on my ventilation on my computer. He gets up there, and he gets this really strange look on his face because it's heating his butt up, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to take the cover off your computer to try to blow all the cat hair out of there.
Well, the only time he gets up there is if I'm sitting here. And that's when he'll want to perch there. But then he knocks my voice thingy off. Hobbs, what more do you want me to do?
Okay, so I am traveling to Thurgarden, and I suppose I'm looking for a flight master of some kind.
Yeah, it's not the middle dock. It's one of the ones off to the side.
All right.
Where you help the gnome pirate guy or whatever.
Ah, right, right. To answer Rotherian's question, I need your home address, real address, so I can send you a real item.
Get your butt up there. Come on.
I forgot how long this takes. Wow.
There. On the computer. computer desk for him to lay down on.
Now, of course, for anyone who is interested, ZAM.com, EQ2.ZAM.com, does have maps and all kinds of information on the new game update. Who's doing heavy breathing?
Me. I have no idea.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Here we go. Game update 63 wiki page from ZAM.com. It's EQ2.ZAM.com/wiki/GU63. Easy enough. So, population, player housing, amenities, all that good stuff. I love plugging ZAM.com. You guys got a great site. Been using it for years. I should get a premium membership.
My husband says that too.
What does a premium membership get you? I forget.
It gets rid of the ads, basically, for our site. We've been trying to get some extra features for it, but, you know, I'm not holding my breath.
So I know on the EQ1 ZAM site, there's actually different features you can use if you have the premium account.
Yeah, they have the advanced search and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I found a solution.
What's that?
Well, I took the shawl your mom made me. I'll get something else. I folded it up and I put it up on my desk where I made a spot for him to lay down. Mm. He is now nesting in it.
Okay.
And off of my computer.
Well, that's good.
That's what counts.
All right, so let's see here. I am looking. I'm over by the gnomes. Okay, I see him. Or her. I'm not quite that close. There we go. To him. Lieutenant Rennick of the New Combine.
He's quite wordy.
I'm just going to breeze through this. I know that's not very RP of me.
That isn't. You're losing all the history and the lore that's building up to this and explains why we're here.
Well, yeah, if it helps any for his quest, I put the dialogue on the quest page.
So he can go back and read it.
You can go back and read it.
There you go.
I will say I like what I'm seeing as far as the armor is being worn by the Combined up here.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sash sort of thing in the front of the armor. Hold still.
Yeah, that is nice. I'm seeing that on the Flight Master.
So I'm hoping we'll get a taste of this type of armor. I like that. Even though it's got a flap in the front. And I'm not much into flaps in the front of my leggings. I think that fits.
Yeah, I don't know what they have with the flaps on the pants, but they love
them. I don't know either.
I don't like them. I purposely get appearance items without it.
But this is a nice combination between, you know, plate type armor and cloth.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I am on my way. I'm on my way to the perfect place. The perfect place. No one remembers that cartoon.
No.
It was a Hanna-Barbera Yogi and all of his friends, and they were out saving the environment.
And so far, nobody has been brave enough to venture out here and hail me.
They're afraid of you becoming the Peruvian.
I guess so.
They're trying to save your soul. All right. I am here. Fear me.
Well, now you can hail her.
No, that's not fair. He doesn't want to win something out of the swag box. Besides, I don't see him out here.
Well, I'm
he's probably a different one.
Oh, that could be. Let me see here. I'm in Withered Lands 4.
And I am in Withered Lands
36.
I'm in Withered Lands.
Oh, you're in the first one.
6.
Oh, 6. All right.
Wow. How did I get there?
I don't know.
Didn't have a choice.
Apparently not. there's a drill sergeant over here and telling people what to do. And...
Let me see if I can go back and get into one of the other ones. I don't know. Or I could just stay in six.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so let's go over some of the things here. Ah, damn it, I just closed the window with the patch notes. Hold on a second. I'm getting there.
Okay, I tell you what. I will go back to the Great Divide and stand by the...
You do that.
Griffin Tamer.
EQ2 forums. Here we go. Update notes. Tuesday, Sky Shrine. There we go. All right, so let's talk about some of this here. The level cap has been raised to 92. Why 92?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
It was such an odd jump. I think they want to very slowly progress us to 100 is actually it. And a lot of people say it's because of a gear reset.
It could be. It could be a gear reset. It could be the fact that there are so many new quests and stuff like that. We don't want people, like, jumping to level 100 and then, oh, wait a minute, I can't get experience for this quest anymore. That could be
right.
It. That could be it. What do you think, hon?
I think so, and a lot of people have spent a lot of time and effort to get their gear up, and I don't think they want to have to go through another gear grind.
Definitely. I know when I grinded for my gear, and when I was grinding gear, what am I doing?
And Domino's correct. Windstalker explained why 92 in the E2Q talk podcast that's out this week, but I haven't listened to that yet, so... I just saw that it was.
We on the Gentle Silverwing Show be prepared for anything?
No.
Please. That's what we get Selena for.
Sorry, I didn't listen either.
Okay, I am in the Great Divide Prominent, and I'm not far away from the Griffin that will take you to Sky Shrine area. Or the Withered Lands.
Alright. Okay, so I'm just going through the notes here. Let's see. Weatherlands Outdoor Zone, over 100 quests, solo, small group, and raid content.
I saw a lot of them there. I just got one. I'm supposed to go find scouts and apply a salve so they can get back.
Nice.
Supposedly there's some dragon around knocking everybody out of the air.
I've heard about that.
I tried flying around and all of a sudden, it's not safe to be in the air, and I got grounded real quick. I was like, I'm looking around going, by what?
Well, I'm going to fly around. Do-do-do-do. I'm flying. I haven't gotten a warning yet.
Usually you can tell when it starts raining, you're going to get knocked out of the air really quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes it happens without it raining. But if you get high enough on the sides of the mountain, you'll usually see the dragon easier that way.
Oh. Dalar is in front of me.
Well, give it to Dalar then. I'm not seeing a dragon going around.
The first thing I did was beeline for the trade skill quest that gives you the cloak that makes it so the dragon can't knock you out of the sky.
Ah! Special cloak, huh?
And Chromie's out here, too. But Dalar beat you.
So Dalar made you a slut?
It's going there. I'm giving you the rose.
Of course, the awkward thing is we know Dalar in real life.
I am the prudent.
Yeah, the awkward thing is we know Dalar in real life. Han, how could you?
Okay, I gave out 1,000 more roses, blah, blah, blah. I'm done.
Yay. Till next year.
I have a lot to go on that.
I can still give you one, Chromie. I have like 64 to go, but it isn't the dinger. But I hope you don't mind sloppy seconds.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So there we go.
That's just how we work around
here. Well, with a name like Prudner, I guess I gotta be kind of loose.
Yeah, I guess. Alright. Back to the notes. What do we got? Ah! Damn it. Don't close the game. There we go, alright.
Okay.
Gotta shut off the game for a minute there. I'm seeing lots of notations on solo content, so that's always good. I am a solo player, really.
Yep.
I did.
I'm soloing, but I wouldn't mind grouping up with another person or two just for fun.
That's what I do, you know. It's usually guildmates, but.
No, it's just I've really gotten soured on grouping up because, well, I just keep getting killed, and I don't seem to die as much solo.
Oh shit!
Did you ever think it could be because you're a ranger?
Well, you know, I just sometimes you just gotta do it by yourself, you know.
It's quicker if he does it by himself.
Wow. She's taking that Purient thing to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I get a scream for that one?
Calthane is probably listening in right now, like, oh god, what are they doing to her?
Now, luckily she had to go take her kids to scouts or something, so she'll miss it.
Alright. Well, she'll probably download it later. Be like, what were you doing?
Probably.
I did like some of the new prestige advancement lines. There's only two lines, but that's alright.
It's a start.
Oh, you can only spend 10 points.
Yes.
Let me take a look here.
And you get them every 20% through your level as you go toward 91, 92.
They're only allowed to spend 10 points, but I'm seeing 3, 3, so 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you can only do one side.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
I'm gonna hold off until I read up at the with the Rangers and see what the rest of them are all doing.
I don't know that one. What was it called here? What the hell? Unleash Chaos would allow us a 10% chance to clear the reuse timer of Sniper Shot, which would be really nice. That'd be a good line to have. The other side is the multiple attack, so that's the hidden assault and yeah. I'm doing real good today, aren't I? Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'd be doing a lot better if someone didn't turn over in their sleep every 15 minutes.
Sorry.
And hit me.
I do not hit you.
You do hit me.
I do not.
In between like 2 and like 4 in the morning, I kept looking over at the clock and I swear it was like 15 minute intervals.
Sorry.
That's it. I'm sleeping downstairs. All right. So, new AAs. Most of us apparently got adjusted for AA experience. I received like 40 points. So I have 37 points to use up. Awesome.
Yeah, I still got to spend mine. I have 43 to spend now.
What's that?
I have 43 to spend.
Nice.
Yep.
So who knows? I just may wait until I get, you know, the really cheap resetting of my AAs in the city and just work through it and calculate what I need and just redo them all. I don't need to run it, you know, 94.5%. Got a mount, I suppose, but points could be placed other places. Oh, well. Okay, so let's see. Oh, here's something for Elquin. Apparently, Poet's Place Dungeon Maker. Dungeon Maker themes and items. Poet's Place.
Palace.
Poet's Palace. I'm sorry, not place. I left an A out there. Sorry.
That's all good.
New Dungeon Maker Adventurers. Sorry. What the hell's wrong with that? God, I'm turning into Elquin this week. I can't talk. Trade skill apprentices with new recipes. One elite. Awesome. See, one all-new elite mercenary and 3 dragon golem mercenaries. New creature to tame for Beast Lords. Ooh, Beast Lords get more stuff to tame. They must be annihilated. They must be stopped. Those Beast Lords are too powerful. Oh, sorry. That was Jethel from EQ1 coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Beast Lords, and your overpowered pets.
Oh, I feel your pain.
I think I was the first person on the Antonia Bale server to actually win a duel against a Beast Lord.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I just...
All that pent-up rage?
Well, you know, you gotta look at it this way. You're not fighting the warder, you're fighting the Beast Lord.
Right.
So I turned no attention to the warder at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just outran it. That's what I do. I piss people off. God, I remember that shaman I dueled. I dueled that sucker for an hour and a half. Just kept sneak attacking him. He's like, coward, come out and fight. I'm a ranger, you idiot. I'm not going to do a face-to-face fight with someone. Especially not a shaman. I like to stay out of your range and within mine. I'm so evil.
I just don't duel people. I'd probably lose.
I have not dueled people in EQ2. Probably would get my ass handed to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in EverQuest, I used to duel people at my mage. I'd just throw up a damage shield and watch the warriors kill themselves on me.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice. Alright, so what can you tell us about Sky Shrine? Anything? Anything interesting? Anything new?
You mean the actual zone?
Yeah.
I spent a few hours in there. I died a lot. There's a trade skill apprentice in the third, the hardest solo mission. That's where the solo trade skill apprentice is from. You don't have to, like, complete the whole mission. You can just beeline straight for the apprentice and get it that way. It's a little ring event thing. I tried to finish that mission. It was very hard. I think I killed one named and the rest just absolutely slaughtered me.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Sky Shrine, not for the weak of heart.
No, it was... You know, the first two I managed to finish, the first two solo missions, but that one... They weren't kidding when they said advanced solo.
No.
I guess I'm not advanced.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I would like to know... I don't know if you know this. I know we have new materials for trade skills.
Mm-hmm.
I want new arrows. Do we get new arrows?
Yes, they actually, along with the backpacks and all the odd things that you normally would get on, like, the 6 and the 8s, you actually get them on, like, the 2s now.
Ha-ha!
So they're new arrows.
New arrows!
And I heard that you can make 200 of them per combine.
Ooh! That's good. I gotta... Now I have to find, trade skill merchant.
I just did.
Where are they? Where is it?
A cave?
Which cave?
In a cave from the foothold.
It's in a cave. Alright, well here's a cave. I'll go over here. In front of the cave or in the cave?
In the cave.
In the cave. Going in the cave. I hope this is the right cave or I'm going to get killed.
Well, if it's the raptor cave, yeah, you might get killed.
Come on, soldiers. Guard. No, I don't see any raptors.
Well, that's good. There's quite a few raptor caves.
Now, that's one of the things that bothered us woodworkers, or rangers in particular, in the last game updates and stuff like that. It's like, hey, where the hell are our new arrows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing lots of soldiers. I'm not seeing a merchant.
Up on the little stage area, once you get all the way inside.
Ah, wholesaler. Okay.
Yes. You're not going to get your recipes from them, though.
Well, that's what I was looking for.
You have to do the quests to get the recipes.
Oh, damn it.
There's only, like, 6 quests, though.
From the Master Chef, I assume?
Yeah, he gives the... What would have been 91, they renamed them, but they were 91 basic and advanced, and then there's another guy over on the other end of the zone that gives the 92 bucks.
All right. Okay, well, I suppose that's one of the first things I'm going to have to do then, because I need new arrows. I'm so bored with these. What am I using currently? Let's see. I am currently using the titanium field point arrows.
Good luck finding ore, though. I've been running around the entire time we've been on looking for ore, and I think I found like three of them.
Oh, I'm sure there are lots of people keeping that, keeping those nodes well occupied.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, you know, I'll just have to, like, take a few days off, come in at, like, 4 in the morning.
Yep.
Oh, well. Or I can always just have, Elkman do it for me. Elkman, get out there and harvest for me, damn it!
Ha!
Actually, wait a minute. I wonder if the Guild Amenity, the Harvesters, I wonder if they get the new tier stuff.
Yes, they do.
Ooh.
And the Pack Pony.
Fantastic. Now gating back to Guildhall to get these guys on the move. I want ore! I'm paying your freaking salary, damn it!
I just found some ore.
Gimme.
No.
Ethereum ore?
Osmium?
No.
Hmm?
It starts with an R.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, ruthenium, and the rare, I think, is the osmium. Or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Rare is yuck.
They really went for weird names this time, like Metopi Roots.
Metopi?
Metopi.
Okay.
I have no idea what a Metopi is. Well, I actually googled it, and it's some plant in Asia or something. I don't know. I forgot. That was a few weeks ago.
Okay, Metopi. Well, Chatterella has sent out the Guild Hunter, Gatherer, and Miner to the new tiers. They better come back with something good. That's all I'm saying.
There's no fish.
No new fish?
No new fish. There was much rejoicing.
I mean, I don't have... I mean, I can't go fishing then?
No, I couldn't find anywhere to fish. I asked Naomi, and she couldn't find anywhere to fish, so, you know.
Huh.
Take that as no new fish.
Well, that's weird.
My harvesters didn't bring back any fish either.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's strange.
It is. It was very strange, but I didn't have enough room in Depot for fish anyways.
Oh, alright. I'm trying to find my pack pony. Where the hell's the pack pony? Oh, there it is. There he is. Hello, little pack pony. Go get some... There we go. I hate it when the UI gets in the way. This is a long list now. 99. There we go. Go get it! I love how all my pets are named Doom and then whatever. Like, Doom Pony.
Doom Pony?
Doom Pony. And I have a
my
cat.
My pony is named Quosox.
Quosox?
Quosox. Though I don't have it on Silena because Quo's still following me around.
Oh, Quosox. Sorry,
has it.
Okay. That's right, at the fanfare you had the little thing of Quo.
Yes, the whole Quo thing.
Oh god, are they going to make Quo send us out for more stuff?
No, not to my knowledge. I think Domino was just the one that wanted to torture us with that.
Damn you, Domino! Quo sucks. I like it. All right, folks. If you have questions,
I found a black sapphire.
Black sapphire.
Yeah, I have like 10 of those now. They're ridiculously common for a rare.
But it's supposed to be a rare.
I know.
Huh.
Okay.
Maybe they reclassified it a not so rare.
An uncommon?
Hmm. Well, no, it still could be a not so rare, I suppose.
I suppose.
Makes as much sense as anything else, I suppose.
Oh no, there goes my mercenary. So that's a bug in Withered Lands if you have a mercenary out, and somebody else near you starts fighting something, your mercenary will go booking for what they're fighting.
Oh!
Well, I mean, it could be like, it's only in a certain area. Once you get past Holgrish Pass, you're fine, but in the forest area, it just goes running across the entire thing, and you're sitting there hitting back off over and over.
Well, that's not good. What if they get killed and the thing comes after you?
Well, you turn around because you pull a mob and you're like, wait, where'd you go?
Oh, brother.
This time I caught him before he got far.
He was just being noble. He was trying to protect that poor adventurer.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it was somebody else's mercenary was fighting. Like, so he really wanted to go help Vita, I guess.
Wait, I didn't pay you to protect them!
That's what I figured.
I imagine it would actually be rather suiting if it were a paladin. I must save them!
Maybe I should go pick up a paladin then, so I don't feel so bad about it.
Oh, brother.
I just feel like my guardian's abandoning me. Oh. Makes me sad. Yeah.
And as a reminder, folks, if you find any bugs, texturing issues, collision issues, NPCs talking gibberish, whatever, please do a feedback or a bug report. Let Sony know. Don't just stand there and go, that sucks. Well, why does it suck? This is broken. How is it broken? Tell us what it's doing. Or tell them. I don't work for Sony. Tell them what it's doing so they can fix it. Bug and petition. Well, you don't have to petition, really, but, well, you could.
If you're stuck, I guess, but petitioning won't do much.
Yeah. Bug/bug or feedback. Feedback's always good.
And typo report stuff. Prathan loves that.
Do what now?
Typo.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know there's a typo command?
No. I did not. Let me see.
Really?
Typo.
Yeah,
oh,
see,
yeah.
I typo report stuff all the time, and Prathan's told me thank you.
I did not know that. /typo. Any spelling mistakes in the game? I think Cheddarella will
enjoy that one.
Enjoy that one greatly.
Yep.
Pardon me. And just remember, if something goes wacky in the game, you can always go into your Windows Explorer, delete sys32. Delete your system32 file. It's all junk. You don't need it. No, don't. Don't do that.
Yeah, it might be a little bad.
I'm going to start getting emails from people a week from now after they've installed Windows over again. What the hell did you tell us to do that for? Because I'm evil. Obviously, God. I keep telling people, if you want, good information and stuff like that, reliable information, you don't listen to my show. All right. I'm not seeing a whole lot more on the... there is a whole lot more on the patch notes, but nothing that people don't already know.
Yeah, the patch notes were really sparse. I was surprised.
Yeah, and kind of vague in some places.
Yes.
Come on, I want notes. I want... Okay, well, these are notes. Maybe we need patch details.
We got the nice little fluff intro of here's all the features, but that was about it.
Yeah. Damn it, this is the kind of thing I kind of rely on for my show. Okay, let's go through the patch notes. What the hell is this?
Well, there's patch notes for tomorrow.
Oh, is there? Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's
going on tomorrow? Let's see here.
I don't know. I've put them up and then I forgot about them.
Oh, I see how you are. they're putting some new stuff in the LON Museum.
Oh, yes, because the LON expansion came out today.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. See, swashbucklers, they're getting a bug fixed for resetting Lucky Gambit. Dungeons will now show up for options 90, for level 91 plus. And they're fixing a couple of things in the Withered Lands. Hey, here's a good fix for the Witherlands, I think. Don't make it withered anymore. and put in a and put in an entrance to the plane of growth.
Yep.
And then
it's no more plane of growth.
And then you go, and then they go, fine. You go up to the middle of the Witherland, which is now the Awakening Lands, and you click a tree, and you're automatically transported back in time to EverQuest 1. Where Jethel is still KOS in the Plane of Growth.
Ah! I can't believe you did that.
I did that too on my High Elf Mage. I became KOS.
No.
And
with
I had
high
to work
elf?
Back up faction.
Don't you love that muffin quest?
Uh-huh. They actually made it so you couldn't use wolf form anymore to do that.
Oh, man. That must have sucked.
Yeah, luckily, you know, that happened after I fixed my faction, but...
Oh, that's good.
You know, when I read the patch notes about them taking away the wolf form to turn the muffin quest, I was like, how are people going to fix their Felwith faction now?
Yeah, no kidding. I just got a message that my death metal buddy from work, Nick Hughes... I call him Nick Huge, is listening in. He doesn't play EverQuest 2, but he's listening in anyway just to check out the show.
Hey, Nick.
Nick. That's how I address him. Just,
there's a bear in my oatmeal! Okay.
Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal! Inside joke, sorry.
Uh-huh. Compared to being outside joke.
Yes.
I don't care!
Oh,
I don't care!
Oh, where am I? Oh, I'm in the guild hall.
Wow, you got lost.
Well, I'm tired. Someone kept me up all night, hitting me every 15 minutes.
I was not.
I was beaten like a redheaded stepchild.
I did not!
Oh, boy. I think we're going to take a music break. Let's see. It'll help if I put some music on, huh?
Usually.
All right, folks. We're going to take a bit of a music break. We'll be back in, like, 10 minutes. Let's see. Let's get some interesting music going here. If you have any requests, by all means, let me know. If not, I'll just play whatever the heck I want. How's that? All right, and we're back. A little bit of a music break there. I want to wish a fond welcome to Kalanord from the Everfrost server. Kalanord, new listener to the show. Welcome aboard.
Join the madness. Yes, join the madness.
Wait a minute. I have to do that correctly, now that I have this. Alright, had to add the thunder in there. Alright. Did you know that I share the same birthday as Remus Lupin from the Harry Potter books?
I saw that on your Facebook, I think. Maybe it's Twitter.
Hmm. Well, it could have been both. I lived in both places.
I wondered why Remus Lupin had a birthday.
Well, why not? He's a... You know, he's not an immortal character. Why wouldn't he have a birthday?
I don't know.
Let me see here. Eloquence is September 4th, correct?
Yeah, 14th.
14th,
very
sorry.
Interesting.
Now, let me see here. September 14th, Jason Morgan from General Hospital.
Who in the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know what? It's better than if you were born on the 13th. It was Bella Swan from Twilight. So I think the General Hospital guy's better.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
What's yours? What's your birthday?
September 25th.
25th. Alex Browning from Final Destination.
Okay.
I'm not sure who that character was.
Neither am I.
But okay then.
I think Remus Lupin wins there.
I win.
The cool one.
Of course. And if anyone else would like to check out their celebrity birthday, I'll post that link in the chat channel. There we go.
Well, I will say one thing so far. After out beating the crap out of a few things out here, I don't feel like I did when we first came to Valius. And it was like, oh my flipping god, how am I going to be strong enough to fight this stuff off?
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm. So nothing's majorly overpowered and whatnot?
No.
Good, good.
It seems to be just right.
Good. That'll, that'll save my vocal cords. Because I'm sure you remember when Velios first came out, god damn it! What? They could hear me a block away.
And I was in pretty much almost all low armor. Except for the pants.
Whoa armor?
Yeah. We call it whoa armor.
Whoa. And whoa was you.
Well, you had to go down in that one zone to get all these pieces of armor.
Right. So, luckily, the NPCs are not majorly overpowered as they were when Velios first came out. Or shall we say they're just the same level, they're the same difficulty as the rest of the Velios mods.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got the Rygor with a few good pieces of, not high raid gear, but,
You're not slacking.
No, I mean, I could go to probably the tier two. I don't know how they tier them anymore.
I can't remember what mine is from. The Forest Stalker's Mauling. Isn't that the Rygor stuff?
Let me look in a second. I'm beating up another plant.
Oh, I see how you are. Beat up the plants, why don't you?
I've got, let's see, where's the chest? Forest Stalker's Lacerating Halberk.
Okay.
And Forest Stalker's Slaughtering something or other.
All right.
And Lacerating. See, my pants are the Slaughtering.
Your pants are slaughtering things?
Yeah.
You gotta wash those things once in a while, hon.
So, you know, I'm okay.
Okay, well, Anastarisa? God, I'm so terrible with names today. What the hell? Is telling me that is the Thurgoden stuff. Lacerating is Rygor.
Yes.
I'm wearing public quest gear, mostly.
I still have the public quest chest plate.
I have the trade skill apprentice one.
Ah.
That's really nice.
Unfortunately, my apprentice will not make that kind of stuff. Oh, my bow did get completed. Let me link my new bow. Of course, it helps if I, you know, tell the apprentice to make the bow and not the bandolier. Okay, so
yeah, it seems like the aggro range on these things is quite a distance. I mean, it's not overly close.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do I need out here? I need two more wisp essences and whoa. Oh, oops.
And
I hate
about
it when
to
I
turned
the corner. I ran into something. A Briarthorn creeper.
Well, see, that's why I always that's why I always do third person, and I always look around corners before
I
go.
I'm doing third person, but that was like, you know, I'm not used to what mob is what out here yet.
You'll get used to it.
And it looks like a weed.
It's a weed. It's whipping you like a weed.
The trees later on are pretty wicked because they blend in really well with the normal zone trees.
The trance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into one. Oops.
Even when I was trying to look out for him, I kept running into him.
Oh, man.
Nice. Have you found the aerial collections yet?
No. I haven't been able to get up in the air long enough to do anything. I keep getting grounded.
That's why I went and got the cloak right away.
The what?
Cloak. The cloak.
It's a special cloak you can wear to prevent yourself getting knocked out of the sky.
Well, I'm working on it.
Well, I'm not expecting you to get it.
I'm doing all the newbie quests out here first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the adventuring side, you don't get a cloak, but at the end of it, it makes the rain go away and the dragon go away, and that's really nice.
I was wondering where the rain's coming from.
It's from the dragon. It's not rain, it's dragon sweat.
Oh. Probably something else, but we won't bring it up.
Are you saying the dragon's peeing on everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's why he's so angry.
Wow. Dragon with a bladder control problem. That could be a real problem here, guys. Dragon. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a turn for the worse here.
Sorry.
I think that's norm.
Hey, so, well enough time to go ahead and go into the Narathian Emergency Alert System.
The following is a test of the Narathian Alert System. This is only a test.
Oh my God!
You gotta run that thing once a week, you know.
I know.
Government mandates. I don't know, I think I'm going to lean toward dragon sweat on that, huh? It's just less disturbing. Oh, no, I'm not the cause of the adult content warning. No, not me. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think to a certain extent you are right on that. Most of the stuff that I do would be an adult content warning. What most of the stuff you do would be a juvenile content warning. If you like poop and pee jokes, you're gonna love this week's show, folks.
You're mean.
My kids would get a hoot, that's for sure.
I think I screwed up a quest. I found a puppy out here.
A puppy?
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to lead it with me, and I had to fight something off, and it died.
What?
Go back and get it.
Yeah, I'll have to delete the quest, though, wouldn't I?
Because
he wasn't there.
I don't know. I didn't have that happen.
Kill the little puppy!
Shush. I will go back and find him again. I know he was. I'm going to try and fly anyway. As long as you don't fly up too high. The dragon will ground you.
I wonder if it would ground the cowapult.
You can try it. I don't see him up in the air right now.
No, came right down. Oh, well.
Sorry. I like the trees out here. This is different, all the spiky trees.
Yeah. Carpenters can actually make some of the plants from out here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. I haven't tried taking on a pack of wolves yet. I might have to break out the mercenary to help.
What are they con?
Well, they're all level 90s, but there's a group of like four or so that roam around here, and I've seen pockets of four of them grouped together, so.
Do it.
Do it?
What are you going to do? Lose a level? This is an EQ1.
Well, like I said, I'd like to break out my mercenary. Okay, there is a pack of four corrupted prowlers, and I'm getting out my mercenary just in case. Because I do like to get healed.
Corrupted Prowler.
And we will try these. We're going to put down a nice little thorny trap. Oh, they're two arrows down.
Oh, they're going to be easy. Two arrows down, you won't have a problem.
Whoa. Well, one down. Three to go.
Okay, maybe you will have a problem.
Two down. Three down. One last one down. Oof. Okay.
So, pack of wolves, easy for
open. Well, I needed to kill six of them anyway. I just got four of them down.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Okay, so you took him on without much of a problem, which means, of course, I'll get killed on the first try.
Probably.
That was four of them, two arrows down.
It's just the way it goes, man.
Well, let's see. Now, where'd that little puppy go?
How much is that puppy in the snowbank?
And invisibility works out here nicely.
Oh, that's good.
That's really helpful around the whole grouch. I don't think any of them... See,
ooh.
I could be wrong. Don't hold me to it.
Good tip.
That's how I got my level 88 carpenter through to get to other trade skill quests. I just invis'd her and ran her through.
Ooh, Nita on the Atoni Bale server just linked us a new crafted item. Rickety Stage Stairs. I like it. I'm gonna need one of those for my stage at home. So if anyone would like to make some for me, well, I'm sure Elquin can once she gets her recipes.
Once I get Crema out here.
Oh, Crema, that's right. Is she gonna be able to do them?
Yeah. If it's carpenter.
Yeah, but is she gonna? She's gonna
yes,
need to.
She's level 90.
Oh, she is.
Carpenter.
Oh, but adventurer, you gotta do a quest to get the things though. Are you gonna be able to do the quest? Is my question.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, is she gonna go squish? I haven't done the quest. I don't know what it involves.
Well, if it's trait skill quests, then she doesn't gonna go squish.
Oh, all right.
Now, getting there's the challenging part.
Well, I can always just call it a hero. I mean, call it veteran.
Yes, Call of the
Veteran. Oh, not an EQ1, it's not a Call of the Hero.
That's what I did earlier for my husband's alchemist.
What's that?
I called the veteran to him, because he's pretty low level, adventuring level. So I yanked him to the other side of the zone for that. But as long as you're careful, you can really get there on your own.
Mm-hmm. You know what's kind of a double-edged sword for me here? Sony did a great job getting the news out. Lots of webcasts and stuff like that about the new game update. So, like, no one has questions for us! I put like four or five posts out there with Twitter and Facebook and even on kithacore.org. Hey, do you have any questions for Selenia at zam.com? Post them here. Not a single freaking question. So it's either a good thing or a bad thing that no one has.
Everything's
questions.
Old news now, I guess.
I guess.
Let's see what this bench looks like.
Well, link it in the channel so we can see.
That's a nice bench.
Red Draconic Bench. Let's see. Whoops. That's not bad.
It's very red.
It is red, indeed. Alright. I think we're going to have a short show here. Pretty much running out of stuff to talk about. That's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah.
Brand new game update. We don't have a thing to talk about. Because it's all been answered. Oh, well. That's all right.
Anyway, like I said, I'm enjoying myself so far out here. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are 91. One arrow down. Wolfies. And it's me and my...
Yeah, I'm going to
and
be,
they're down.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad. That's,
Well, it's very good that they made it the same difficulty as the rest of the Belial stuff instead of, it's like, hey, let's make it harder. No, it's not! Yeah. This make people complain even more about not having gear good enough.
Well, you know, I was also really worried about when they were getting rid of the, what was it, the mitigation stuff?
Yeah.
I busted my butt to get my MC or whatever up high enough that I would be accepted to raids. Because without it, I wasn't allowed.
Mm-hmm.
It was new, you know. And I got it up high enough that, like I said, I could go to some of the higher end rate, not super high, okay?
Right.
Let's see, where you go and kill the, what's his face? The king or whatever.
Not sure.
I have no idea. What, okay, marriage fine. Alliance?
But I've never gone to Drendel. Wasn't high enough for Drendel.
Drunder?
Drunder, yeah. Never did Drunder.
Saya...
Got anything else.
Okay, well, Saya is asking, what about this supposed marriage alliance between Antonica and Lucan?
Well, from what I've read so far, unless, you know...
I don't think it's a marriage. Okay. I think it's just uniting the two fact cities into a war alliance, basically. I have a feeling it's going to end badly for Antonia.
Oh, boy. We're going to be looking for a new heir here.
Nidha asked where the second trade skill person was. He's on the other end of Holgrush Pass. That's the hard part for low levels to get through. He's over in the Sanctuary of Tears.
Ah.
So, way on the other side of the zone. When Porto gives you his third quest, you get a little region marker of where he is.
Yeah, I'm going to be very busy this weekend, I would have to say. Unfortunately, by the time I get home from work and stuff and have dinner, I'm too damn tired to log in and stuff. But this weekend, I will be very busy doing stuff. And if those of you who are using the Kithacore UI from EQ2interface.com, I will have that updated and ready to go sometime very soon.
Okay, so I found the puppy again.
Uh-huh.
And this time I'm not going to drag him around. Whoops. What the hell?
Ha, take that.
God damn it, Bert. Why are you playing with those raptors? Stop it.
Oh, you're in that area where they're just randomly attacking stuff?
No, probably. He's just being a dork. I'm about ready to fire him.
Fire him and get a Tonga.
I mean, I've already stuck a cat head on him because I can't hardly handle looking at him.
That's right, he's an ogre, right?
He's an ogre. There's only so much ogre I can even handle, you know? So, you know, I don't know. Bert! Alright, fine. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. Where's my puppy?
This is cool. I'm watching the combined drill sergeant with his troops, and he's giving them instructions on, you know, face right, face left, at ease, stuff like that. I'm just imagining, hey, make him do the Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Well, apparently I've lost the pup again.
Damn you and your pup losing.
You're a terrible pup mommy.
Well, I don't think he goes well with flying.
Well, that quest has gone to the dog.
Yeah!
Anyway.
Well, I think it was Bert's.
What's that?
I think it was Bert's doing. Messing
when in doubt, blame Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oddity is saying what I was just about to say, actually. Get the pup in evac.
That's a good idea.
That way you don't lose them. They'll just pop up next to you.
I'm about ready to do it.
Yeah, I was just about to suggest that.
See, I remember flying with my pup on test, and I didn't have a problem.
Oh, there you go.
I just flew straight for the foothold and turned it in.
What exactly is the foothold?
The place that you come into when you first enter the zone.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is interesting. Serena on the Antonia Bell server just linked this in the RPLFG channel. It's not as powerful as my current bow, but it looks interesting. The Witherstring Bow.
Hey, I think that's from one of the quests.
Hmm. Looks interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very nice appearance. I definitely like the appearances I have for stuff.
That's a nice one. I like that.
Yeah, it's level 90, so you kind of have to get up there to use it.
Here, I'll link something for you.
Ah, Nita on the Antonia Bale server says that she was just standing there with a pup at her feet, completely forgot she had the quest, and then gated home.
Oops.
Ooh, that's interesting. Lady Nevadaria's Shield Crest. It is a blue mosaic dragon head.
That is one of the most awesome items I've seen.
That's nice.
I like it.
Uh-oh, here comes the rain. Here comes the rain again. Dragon snacking on my face like a marshmallow. No. Well, I'm going to try flying and see what happens.
You'll be grounded!
Oh, and I see him. I can see him. The skies are not safe, and I got knocked out. Luckily, I was still in the village.
Well, people without safe fall probably had the hardest lesson with that one.
Yeah.
You know, you get really high, and then all of a sudden you get knocked down.
And the curse when you, when you get knocked out of the sky, it's called It Came From The Sky! How do you pronounce this name? Viscudra?
Something like that, yeah.
Viscudra is patrolling the area. Now, how come the dragon in the Sundered Frontier didn't knock you out of the sky?
I guess he wasn't pissed off.
Apparently not.
I have no idea.
I'm being hailed by someone. Hello, how are you? Hug. Okay, well, what else we have to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of quests out here that's going to keep people busy for a while.
Yeah, I think I counted 103 by the time I was done on
Wow!
This.
Nice.
I mean, I've done a few here already, and now I see more feathers popping up all around me, and it's like, wow. You know, and I'm still working on the start ones.
Yeah.
Let's see, I want them all. I have that one. Running with the pack. Observing the flank. Something you miss. Invasive species. Plan of attack. And they won't need it anymore.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this weekend I'll be busy doing quests and stuff like that.
I think I'll still be trying to get a rare over.
Getting what?
I have lots of black sapphires. A rare ore. I have lots of the black sapphires, though.
Now, this is a different looking rug that they linked. Draconic rug version 1.
Oh, yeah. That is interesting.
Let me take a look around there. Is there a version 2?
I think there's 3 of them, if I remember correctly.
That's interesting.
I want to say they're from the Sky Shrine Zones.
Ah.
There's also vases and wagons and all kinds of crazy stuff.
I know Dem Mom's got a write-up.
Yeah, she did a lot. She has a really good write-up.
So check out EQ2.EQTraders.com, but don't go to EQTrader.com, because that's the gold farmer. Found that out the wrong way.
Okay.
Well, it's true. If you go to EQTrader.com, it's a gold farmer.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried.
Well, I didn't go there on purpose.
Right, right. I think I like the version to be rug better.
Yeah, me too. Clorny is mentioning Shinies in midair. Well, if the...
Yeah, those are the aerial ones. Those were fun. I like
those are the ones you gotta fly through?
Yep.
I heard about those.
When I first saw them on test, I thought it was like a graphic glitch, so I flew up to get the location of it, and it's all like, you got an aerial collection item. So I was tickle pink about that. That was just great.
That's awesome.
So, I had a lot of fun. I discovered almost every single one on our server, I think.
Let me ask you, have you tried doing the create video thing?
Oh, the in-game video thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a few of them, kind of just goofing around with it.
I've had absolutely no luck with this thing.
It takes forever to upload because it's such a high-quality video.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it just, you know, timed out or something like that, but it's just taking forever.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, screw that.
I've done, like, a 1 or 2 second video, and it takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to upload.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, forget that. It's okay, I got fraps. So.
Yeah, I have fraps also, but I mean, I did upload a full one, like a tour of my old guild hall.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It was so beautiful. I mean, the quality was just great. Hmm. So, it's worth it if it's something that you want shown very well, but, you know, otherwise, fraps does just fine. There's achievements, too, for uploading videos.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I was trying to do it.
That's why you make 1 second video. I'm sure that's not what they intended, but...
Oh, well. Alright, well, you know what? I think that's going to do it for this week. Everyone, get out there and do stuff! Get to level 92 and get these new achievements and trade skills. Like I said, I'm going to be really busy this weekend. Doing stuff. What are you looking forward to? What are you going to be doing?
Harvesting. And shinies.
I've gotten a few so far.
Yeah.
Tough of fawn fur. Looks like a hairball, though.
Are you ripping fur off of fawns?
No!
There's unicorn tufts also, I think.
Just walking up to a unicorn and go, oh, mystical unicorn, now run! Run! Alright.
I don't see any unicorns in this zone. I was kind of bummed about that. I was hoping to see a few unicorns.
Hmm. Well, not yet, anyway. Maybe they're a rare occurrence.
That could be.
Alright, folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Just Living Show for the 17th of April, the Sky Shrine podcast here with Selena from Zam.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Alright. Want a shout out to anyone?
I don't know. I think Ragu wanted me to say hi to him earlier, so I'll say hi. Ragu. He should probably go to bed.
Alright. Ragu and maybe Calthane. Maybe Calthane.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. Calthane, she needs to stop moving.
Oh, that's right,
she's been moving, yeah. She has a real-life move, and they just moved in this past weekend. But I think I lost my sanity.
Her posts about it, she's been painting and...
Oh, yeah, getting a new house.
Putting shelving in. And
they've been doing so much with the house, but, yeah, they finally did their final move last week. And
great. Well, I've done a cross-country move, and I really don't want to move anytime soon.
not fun.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be around next week. At least I hope so. And we'll let you know in our progress here in GU63. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.